This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Cheryl Lianza, who's the Principal Legislative Counsel for Telecommunications at the National League of Cities, based in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you.
Why don't you start by introducing our listeners to the National League of Cities. What is it? What's its function?
The National League of Cities is a membership organization for local elected officials who represent 18,000 cities across the country on matters of federal policy.
Okay. And what, if any, has been your involvement in the formulation of the Wireless Philadelphia Plan?
Well, we have certainly been a cheerleader for our local elected officials who are taking the bull by the horns in this important area.
Okay. Did you have any specific input into that proposal that was released by Mayor Street and CIO Diana Neff last week?
We have we've certainly let our elected officials take charge of the areas that they know best. So Mayor Street and Ms. Neff have been doing a great job.
Okay. And what's your view on that proposal? Have you had a chance to read over or learn about what they proposed in specifics?
I certainly haven't looked closely at their new announcements week, but I've talked with them before and looked at their prior plans, and the thing that's been most impressive to me is the City of Philadelphia's goal to fully integrate information technology into their goals for the city as an economic matter and for education.
Okay. How about as a means of delivering city services better and more inexpensively?
Certainly. That is definitely an important component when many cities get into this area. They are looking for solutions to real and important problems.
What do you know about other cities in your organization in the country who are considering similar or related types of Wi-Fi or other broadband plans for their cities?
I think many cities are taking a look at this issue now. I think the few very high-profile, cutting-edge cities now have the most attention. I think those cities have taken on this issue for a number of reasons. One, they realize technology can help them provide city services directly more easily, and then they realize that they can offer this broadband to their citizens as well. Second, they are looking for drivers for economic growth and making sure their local communities are competitive in the nationwide arena, and often local small businesses need access to broadband and they can't get it through the private sector.
How much, either by process or substance, do you think the Philadelphia experience is going to be for other cities?
Philadelphia is a great example. As I said, one of the things that impresses me the most from Philadelphia is the way that it's fully integrated into Mayor Street's plan for the city. It's not broadband isn't an add-on. Internet and technology is not an add-on. It's a fully integrated piece of his economic development and his neighborhood development initiative. So I think that Philadelphia's example is very important, but it's one of many. And certainly, I mean, Ms. Neff has been a great advocate and a great asset to local elected leaders.
Now, you mentioned that the National League of Cities is essentially a lobbying organization for the cities at the federal level, right?
We lobby. We also provide some support in certain areas to cities.
Right. In terms of your federal lobbying, are there pieces of legislation or regulatory policy that are that you're concentrating on that will have an impact on the eventual ability of cities to provide broadband wireless to all their residents?
At the federal level, there's no legislation as yet, although as many people watching the communications arena know, Congress has indicated that over the next couple of years it will be rewriting substantially the Communications Act. I certainly think that we need to make sure our elected leaders are aware of the important role that cities play in many areas of telecommunications, from directly providing broadband in certain instances to managing the physical space where much of this telecommunications infrastructure is located.
If you could say something about the general attitude of the National League of Cities in terms of what they want to see as federal policy in the telecommunications area as it impacts cities' ability to provide services for themselves and their residents? Hello? Okay, I'm hoping this will continue where we left off. If not, I'll let you know. I was asking about what kind of policies the National League of Cities would like to see in general from the federal government in terms of the city's ability to provide broadband access to their citizens.
Cities would like to ensure that they retain the power to address this issue in whichever way is necessary at the local level.
So,
don't be concerned about federal preemption of city authority.
Is any of that on the horizon that you know about?
It's unclear what's on the horizon at the federal level in terms of legislation. Certainly at the state level, in many states, the power of cities to fully address the needs of their citizens has been under attack in this area.
Now, there was a lot of that in Pennsylvania, and the city of Philadelphia was able to get a waiver, essentially, of that and of that restriction under House Bill 30, and there are grandfathered in clauses that let other cities in Pennsylvania do what Philadelphia is doing if they have paying customers by January 1st, 2006. Was the National League of Cities involved in that issue in Pennsylvania, and are you getting involved in this issue around the country where other states are trying to limit the ability of cities to provide broadband access to their residents?
Among the National League of Cities, the National League of Cities membership are state leagues, and so there are state municipal leagues in almost every state in the union. So our state leagues handle the lobbying at the state level, and they have been very, very involved in these measures at the state level.
Okay. Could you say just a little bit about how the National League of Cities views the impact of of wireless broadband, other broadband technologies, and technology generally, in terms of how it's changing the shape, the operations, the processes involved in both in city government and the economic and educational systems within cities?
Like life in general, technology is changing life for municipal leaders and elected leaders. Elected leaders are embracing technology, making sure that cities have websites that bring information directly to the citizens, using things like wireless technology to provide city services better, monitor traffic better, everything that you can think of, healthcare, education. So all sorts of technology are useful to help their citizens.
Okay, why don't you wrap up by just saying something about the role of the National League of Cities going forward in shaping policy and making opportunities available for cities to pursue their goals of providing internet access for everyone who resides within them.
Well, the League is committed to making sure that elected leaders at all levels, from our membership to our elected leaders in Capitol Hill and Washington, D.C., understand the importance of this issue, understand the importance of cities having the full flexibility to address the issue in whichever way best serves their citizens, and to make sure that our elected leaders that are interested have the information they need to do their own education and make their own public policy decisions.
Okay, good. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today on Broadband Wireless Access World.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.